Harper Audio presents A Mother for All Seasons by Debbie Phelps with Mim Eichler-Rivas, read by Anne Toomey. Copyright 2009 by Deborah Phelps. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. Team Phelps. With all the various hats I wear, as a woman and mother, as an educator for more than three decades, now as a middle school principal, and as a lifelong learner, I've never felt there was anything wrong with letting my emotions show when the situation calls for it. And that's just as well, too, because I don't think there's much I could do to hold back my tears whenever I'm genuinely moved, humbled, proud, or inspired, although I do seem to become a waterfall at the most inopportune occasions. These instances happen with such frequency that behind the scenes in our family, and among fellow members of Team Phelps, they're affectionately referred to as DP moments. I'm pretty sure my amazing children, Hillary, Whitney, and Michael, all started calling them mom moments early on, as in, "Oh no, mom's got that look, here she goes, get out the Kleenex." The name was diplomatically converted to Debbie Phelps, DP moments, probably by Peter Carlisle of Octagon, not only one of the most brilliant sports agents in the business, but also someone who is very sensitive in his own even-keeled way. Or my waterworks may have been rebranded by none other than Bob Bowman, one of the winningest swim coaches of all time, who plays a few roles on Team Phelps, including mentor and training strategist extraordinaire. Michael just calls him the mad scientist. Of course, it doesn't really matter who came up with the term, because I've certainly been blessed with a great abundance of DP moments, as I hope all of us have. And I loved every one of them. What matters, I believe, is that we don't take them for granted or let them pass by without stopping to embrace and celebrate them, whether it's with cheers, tears, homemade decorations, and elaborate festivities, or simply with silent appreciation. I'm not just talking about the unbelievable peak moments when diplomas are received, when wedding vows are exchanged, when gold medals are won, or when new life is brought into the world. I'm really talking about breakthroughs of all kinds, like those smaller, less publicized moments when limits have been pushed and life lessons have been learned. And for breakthroughs to be possible, we sometimes have to embrace setbacks, those times when we, or our loved ones, or our teammates, fall short of our goals or encounter obstacles. After all, if we don't acknowledge the disappointments and the tough times too, I don't think we can ever fully enjoy the triumphs. It's also been my experience that the most memorable two Kleenex box moments are the ones that you can share with others, and that involve the whole team. One that's right up there in the top 10 DP moments for me took place in Athens, Greece at the 2004 Olympics. This is a memory I've recalled in many settings, but with every retelling, I am filled with the same emotion and awe as I felt when I watched my then 19-year-old son, Michael Fred Phelps, take his place on the blocks to compete for his first possible gold medal in the 400-meter individual medley, the 400 IM. I probably hadn't exhaled from the instant when I'd first taken my seat in the stands with two of my three favorite people in the world, Hillary Kristen Phelps and Whitney Nicole Phelps. Glancing at Hillary to the right of me, I was reminded of the day when, at 9 years old, she made a decision that would alter all of our lives. At the time, Hillary had begun the family tradition of swimming competitively. We'd started her at the Renaissance All-Sports Athletic Club, RASAC, which wasn't too far from where we lived in Harford County, about 45 minutes outside Baltimore. Both Hillary and Whitney, who was 7 years old then, were involved in lots of extracurricular activities, including the Brownies troupe that I was proud to lead, as well as ballet and gymnastics. It never occurred to me back in those days that the girls, or for that matter Michael, who was still a toddler, would have such a natural affinity for the water. Not in the least. From the get-go, my water focus was all about safety and about exposing them to an activity that might spark their passion and interest. Little did I know where that would lead. The first clue that Hillary was starting to take swimming seriously was when she announced that she wanted to become the next Janet Evans, the Olympic
Sample complete. Ready to continue?